Welcome to my session about Azure Machine Learning with R. In this session, I will talk about what is Azure Machine Learning, what is machine learning, and how it's collaborated and how it's connected to the R. I was familiar with a previous version of the machine learning in Microsoft. That was SSAS. That was the data mining structure and also data mining model. After that, there was the DMX code, and now it's the Azure ML. That's really fascinating tools that you can do a lot of predicting analysis. In this session, I will first go through the introduction to machine learning. Before I start, how many of you are familiar with machine learning concepts and the others? And the And how many of you work with SSAS version mining structure? Okay. So first of all, I'm going to concepts of machine learning. What is machine learning? Then I will talk about what is Azure ML. Then I will continue on showing some demos on Azure ML and also show the demo on how to connect and how to bring the R code into the Azure ML. And at the end, I will talk about some facts, how to choose the algorithm, what's the pricing, and what's the difference between the Azure ML and the SSIS version. Okay, so let's start. Satya believes that this decade is a decade that every machine, every computer system should get insight from big data, intelligent from machine learning, and should be all devices should be connected. And also, Bill Gates believes that if you create a computer system that can learn, it's worth 10 Microsoft. So let's come to the definition of the machine learning. The goal of machine learning is to build a computer system that can adapt based on the experience, based on the previous data. So it tries to learn from the previous data to predict the future. First, look at the trend on data analysis. So you see that here, at the end, we have, at the start, we have what happened. So we always look at by SQL Server, we always look at that what happened in our data, how much sale we have, who was our customer. The next stage that has become a bit difficult, but also worth more, is about that why did it happen, kind of the diagnostic analysis. Okay, so we are going to see that why this customer buy our product, why the sale increase, and the question like this. The third stage is actually that we are going to see that what will be happen. We are going to look at the future. So kind of the predictive analysis. So this is a place that machine learning comes, and here that we use the machine learning to predict the future. The next stage is actually how we can make it happen. So it's kind of the prescriptive analysis. You know machine learning. You're already familiar with machine learning, with AI, that used to predict the delay in a flight or used for predict the weather condition. It can be used for home rate, so for mortgage application, and also for pattern recognition, for health insurance. So there are many examples. Let me show you a very simple example about using the machine learning in distinguishing between the mail that should go to inbox or should go to the spam. The engine that in the mail try to find the pattern between the data that's come to the mailbox. Based on the pattern that find, it try to distinguish. So first is learn that, hey, these people with this subject, if send some email to you, it's a spam. So it's try to learn from the coming data and then predict the upcoming email based on that. Microsoft also use a lot of machine learning. It use machine learning in record in Microsoft speech recognition control, like Cortana, that keynote, we have a very good example of the Cortana there. And also, the Microsoft Xbox and Kinect also use the machine learning to predict the movement. So here, actually, for the Kinect, let me start with a Kinect. You know that how Kinects work. So you stand in front of the Kinect and you move your hand to play the tennis. Kinect can identify your movement by how it can, by because it has been learned and it has a lots of data about the different type of the movement, different people with different shape and ages. So it's learned from the different movement, and now it's possible to predict your movement. Okay, the question is that should I use machine learning or not? If you have lots of data, yes, you should use machine learning for your business. And if your company doesn't have that much data and you have a lots of rule that apply to your data, you shouldn't use the machine learning. Each machine learning have three main components. Data is a main, one of the main parts of the each machine learning. You should have a lots of data. Model, that's a mathematical model algorithm that try to create the mining model, create a model for prediction. And then parameters. You are going to predict, for example, you are going to predict that who is going to buy the bike. So you think that, okay, some attribute will affect, like age of the people, gender of the people. How many car they have? How many children they have? What's their occupation? So you see that some parameter will affect on choosing, on predicting that who is the customer and who is not. So all of these components leads to learning. The model learn from this data and model and then can predict. So the first step to build a machine learning is to define the business rule. So you should find the, you should actually have the, define the problem, find the potential customer, find the fraud and sales more. The next step is to find the good data. You should find the good data that represent what you are going to do. So you should clean the data, gather data from different resources. You should remove the duplicated data and also missing values. The next step is choosing the model. I will talk about that later. And after that, now you clean your data. Now is the time for training the model, to creating the model. So for creating the model, we actually have to train the model with data. So we split our data into two parts. One part for creating the model. So we allocate about 80% for creating the model, and then 20%, for example, for testing the model. So you create the model, you create a model for prediction the who is your potential customer, then use the other, the 20% to test the model. So this is a process that can be applied in all of the machine learning process. Sometimes you create a model, but that model may not fit to your business. So you should try other model. So at the end, you should choose the best. So you compare the accuracy and then said, hey, this model better can predict my business. So for example, you create a model for predicting the weather condition. Regression model predict better than the classification one. So you choose that one. So this is the overall process. In all machine learning, you see this process. So what is Azure ML? To be a data scientist, you should have lots of knowledge of the algorithm. And also, you should be created many algorithms like Bayesian or regression and the rest. But also, to be used these algorithms, you should also have a bunch of information about the programming. Be familiar with web programming, Windows programming, and the rest. And also, you need the data. You should be familiar to how to gather the data, how to clean the data. So you should be familiar with the data warehouse, like SSIS, Power Query, Power BI, or the rest. So you see that to be a good data scientist, you should be familiar with all of these things. The good things about the Azure ML is that it provides all of these all of these packages together and reduces the complexity. You can easily load the data from different resources. You can clean the data. There are lots of tools that you can clean the data. You can use, you do not need to write any code. There are about 25 algorithms there that they are already used in other Microsoft products like Kinect and Cortana and the rest that you can use them. And also, if you are a data scientist, if you know how to write the code in R, so this is the tools that you can import your code to here. That's what I will show you in the demo. And then the web services. There is a tools that you can easily create a web services, or if you have a knowledge of the creating the web service on the web application, you use it. Otherwise, it's really simple. You give it to the programmer and can write it. So I can say that this is the good things about Azure ML. You do not need to install anything just on cloud. And anybody, you can share the experiment with your friends. And also, you can collaborate with everyone. And you see that's a kind of the drag-and-drop environment. Okay. Before I'm going further, I want to show you a case study on... I want to show you the case study on the using the Azure ML to predict the...
Race mile one.
To predict the speed of the fastest car.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
It's human nature to go as fast as you can possibly go.
Oh Lord.
I'm not afraid of dying. I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid of it.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
I just go, and I don't let up until I have to.
On the Eagle, there's over 30 sensors. They gather almost 12 million points of data. We want to figure out the best way in which for this car to run. Enter the Microsoft Cloud. We're able to take the data, automatically process it, and get the results in a time frame that was unimaginable in the past.
If you start thinking with fear, you're going to be living with fear. And you're not going to be achieving the goals that you set for yourself. Two things that I'm thinking before I take off. Let this be a testament that girls can do anything they set their mind to. And do not wreck this car.
We're processing over 2,000 measurements a second. And that's where machine learning comes in. We're going to be able to try to find the correlations that are probably not obvious and drive this project to a greater extent than we ever could have dreamed.
We will make history in 2015.
So it's all about that. This is a very good example of using the machine learning to prediction. And also yesterday there was a good demo on using the machine learning in TradeMe. That's really interesting. So I'm going to show you a couple of demos on working with Azure ML, and also I will show you first example on Titanic story that you know, that's what's happened. I have a data set that shows that age, gender, and some specification of the passenger. And based on that, I'm going to predict that is a one person with the specific age and gender are going to survive or not. And following, I'm going to show you some R codes using the data of the data diary of the California. So I'm going to show you that how we can use the R code and import it into the Azure ML. So this is the environment of Azure ML. So as you can see here, we have experiment, we have web services, notebooks, that's Jupyter notebook, data sets, and we have the trained model. Here, you can also import your data from data set. So if you click on the here on the bottom, there's a new one. If you click on it, you can easily browse the data set. You can be actually it's Excel file or anything, you can import it. And then here you can actually, this is the support type that you can import from the your personal computer. Okay, so for the start, I'm going to show you experiment. To create an experiment, I'm click here to create a new experiment, a blank one. I have a data set on Titanic. So in the save data set, you see that I'm easily drag it here. And by clicking on the data set on the bottom, you can see the visualize key here. So I'm visualize the data. So you see that I have about 800 rows with 12 columns. And you see that there are different information like passenger ID, are they survived, passenger class, name, age, gender, and the rest. And also, you see there some chart here that shows the frequency of the, for example, age. So here you see that the age and how's the frequency. So you see that the people between 24 and 32 are, the more people that are on the ship. And also you can have a look here. Back again. For here, I'm going to predict by providing just gender, age, and the passenger class, I'm going to predict that are people with this specific information are survive or not. So the information like name, passenger ID are not relevant to my case. I'm going to clean the data. So the first step is to clean the data. Remove the data, and also you see that, for example, for the age, some of the data are missing. So you see here that we have about 177 rows data missing for the age. So I should also eliminate that one, remove that one. I'm going to do some kind of the data cleaning here. So to first, to do that, I'm using the project column. Project column is a kind of the data transformation. I bring it here. You see that the environment for the people who work with SSIS, you see that it's so similar to it, easy drag and drop. Here I'm comes to column to select the column that I want to exclude. So I said that I want to exclude the passenger ID, the name of the people, parch, ticket, fare, cabin, and the port that they embark. They are not relevant to my case, so I'm going to exclude them. So if I run it, so here is a button that you can run it and see the result. So at the end, I should have just four columns. Here also, I should remove the missing data. The one way is to remove the rows. One way is to replace the some kind of value for that one. So to do that, in the data transportation here, you see that in the manipulation, we have clean missing data. So it's a place that we can easily drag and drop here. And you can say that if found for the all of the column, if found any that they have no value, just replace it with zero. So here you see that minimum missing value can be zero. You can easily do that, or you can click on the here and says that, hey, I want for the specific one. For example, you exclude and say the name of the column and identify that. For this one, I just says that leave for zero. If found any missing value, just replace it with zero. Okay. Now our data is clean. Now is the time to choose the algorithm. I'm going to, first of all, look at the machine learning algorithm here. We have actually four main components. So this is the initialized model that we have here. So classification, clustering, and regression algorithm. So this is the four main type of the algorithm that I'm going to use. Besides that, we have the module for training the data, that is for train. And also, we have module for finding and evaluating them. So, For this scenario, I'm going to use the multi-classification neural network. I will talk that why I'm using the multi-classification algorithm. For the discrete variable, like you are going to predict that these customers are going to buy my product or not, you're using the classification. Because it's a discrete variable, it has zero, the result is zero or one. People are survive or not. But for cases that, like predicting the sale or the profit or income is a continuous variable. So you should use the regression model. I will talk about it later. So I bring the model here. I have to train my model. So I'm search for the training the model. I connect it to here. And I said that I'm going to predict survived or not. And I have to also split the data. So about, for example, here, you can identify that how much percentage of data you use for training. For example, for this scenario, I'm saying that I'm going to use 70% of data for creating my model. So, and also after that, I should test my model. So I'm use the score model, and the rest 30% are going to actually for testing them. So 70% for creating model, 30% for evaluating model. And then I want to also to look at some statistic. So I'm use the evaluate model to see the accuracy of the one. I hope that everything is okay. I'm going to run it. So you see that I'm using these three steps to gather, to do the ETL process. So I'm gather and clean the data. Here I'm train the model, then I'm test it, and now I'm going to look at the results. So look at the first here. Look at the first here. You see that beside the four columns that we have, that was survive, passenger class, age, and gender, we have three more columns. The last column is actually prediction value. So, for example, for the first row, you see that the people with a passenger class 3, age 33, and male, in real case, not survive. And if you look at the score label, you see that it's predict that it not survive. So it's good. So it can predict well. In the however, for the third row, if you look at the third row, in actual case, these people not survive. But if you look at the score label, it says that it survived. Sorry, it survived, but our model mistakenly predict that it not survive. Also here, you see the two columns here that for the score probability for class 0, that means that the probability of the that is not survive or survive. You see the probability here. I'm going to look at the evaluation results. So here you see that so the accuracy, the overall accuracy is 80%. That's not bad. And also here you see the confusion matrix. So in the actual class, if you look at here, we have 0 that stands for the people that not survive. And here we have the prediction that says that also the people not survive. So in 94% of the case, our algorithm predict people not survive, and in real case also they are not survive. So it's good. But here, look at here that for 5% of the case, people actually not survive. So here they are not survive. But our algorithm predict that they are survive. So this is the actually shows that how is good and bad in predicting. I told you that it's always good to run two different algorithms. So I'm going to run another algorithm, decision forest. I'm applied all of the things there, so I should train it. I should train the model, and also I'm going to predict the people are survived or not. And use the same split here. I'm going to score it. So all the process will be applied here. Use the same split here. And here I'm going to compare their result together. So, yep, just run it. So now I have two algorithms. I'm going to see that which one works better. After that, I'm going to use one to create my web service. So after that, I found in Evaluate that I found that which one better. I will delete the rest and keep the train model and use for creating the web service. So it's a bit slow. I know that it's a bit slow. The free version is a bit slow. But if you find out the paid version, if you pay for the paid version, it's definitely far better than this one. So yeah, that's why. But it's good also. It's really good now. It's really fast. So, look at here. What we have actually the accuracy. The here stands for the accuracy for the algorithm in the left-hand side and the right-hand side. You see the left side has more accurate than the left-hand side. If you compare the variable here, you see that the the neural network that is in left-hand side, 90% of the cases can predict well, but that one is 84%. So if you compare the number, you see that the left-hand side are totally better. So I'm going to actually delete all of the things, so I do not need the right-hand side algorithm. I'm not going to evaluate again, and I'm not going to split. I already trained. Here, as actually I use the train model, I use the train model. I already saved it before, so I just delete it now. So here, there's a list of the train model that we have. So I use the train model here to train it. And also I'm going to use the input for web service here. So here I'm going to use the web service. Before that, because I do not need any more survive column, so I'm going to remove the survive column here because I just want the prediction. I use this one as an input. And also I need a output for the web service. Here. So I'm just save and run. So now I'm going to create a web service that you're using the API to actually post it to the other software and use it. It's also possible it generate the code for C#, R, and Python. So here I push the button here to publish to the web service. And here is my web service. You see here that it has the API key. So the API key, I'm going to test the web service now. So I'm just test it, provide the two. There is male, and its age is 56. And I wait it out because the session is make me expire. I have to do it again. Test it again. So, yeah, because the session will be expiring sometimes, so you may have to change it. So, 56. And then go. So, it's a start to thinking about that predicting using the module to predict. So, here you are. It says that with possibly after 60%, these people with this specification are not going to survive. So here also you can look at the documentation here that about the, so you see that it's a documentation for your API. So it dynamically generated the API, the inputs that you should provide, all of the things. So you see that we need the passenger class, gender, age, and also the score here. And you see the sample code for C-sharp, R, and the Python. I'm going to just copy and paste this one to the RStudio. So this is the RStudio that I'm using. So for using the RStudio and connection between them, you need to install some component like RKL, RJSON, and also Azure ML library to the R. So you should write the code like library RKL there. And then you see that here, actually, we have the information about the request that we have. So here, if you look at here, is exactly the input request that we have for the R, so you can provide the information. And then if you come here, you see that here is a place that we should provide the API key for that one. So you see that it's really straightforward. So you can call your API from the RStudio, from the C-sharp, and from the Python. So I'm going to show you the another experiment with the R. So I'm create another experiment here. So here we have a R language module that's for executing the R code. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to drag it here. And here is a place that I can write my R code here. So it also has an editor that you can write your own R code here. I'm going to show you that. It also provides some debugging for you. So, oops. So it's gone sometimes because I pushed the escape. So execute R here. I'm going to write a very simple calculation here. So I said that X, I put 1 to X, so I define a variable X. Then I put it, for example, I said that Y should be sum of the X to Z. So you see that I didn't define the Z. So the editor should provide an error that, hey, you didn't provide the Z, you didn't identify the Z variable. So I run it and wait till the error comes. So it's just going to run. It has the different inputs. So it has input for the data set and also has input for the zip file. So you can already import without copy and paste your R code. You can easily zip your R code and then see the result. So here, if I click here, you see that shows me that object Z not fine. So it also has a kind of editor, but it always recommend that you first debug and run your code on the RStudio, then in the here. So definitely that's a better one. So I'm going to check this one, so it should be okay now. After that, I'm going to show you a case study on the R. That so is now okay. Let's look at the example of the California data diary here. We have a data set here that is about the production of the diary in California. You see that we have 9 columns. It shows the month, it shows the cottage cheese production, ice cream, milk, and the rest. Here, if I'm just copy and paste the some codes here. So for I'm going to change the attribute of some of these columns. So for the start, look at the summary of the data here. So I'm going to use the RStudio here. I'm going to read the R and then look at the summary here. This is a summary of the columns that we have. We have 9 columns, and you see that for the month here, for the month we have the character that is a type is type character that is January. The value is January, February, March. I'm going to change the character to the discrete variable. So I'm going to discretize. So instead of having a string, I just want to have a range, to have a range of the months. So I'm using a function. I'm using function factor to do this. So to do that, I'm using this one. Just copy and paste the code here. So this is a code in R that you can actually change the factor. The factor function allow you to change the type, any type, to the factor, to the discretized variable. And also after that, I'm going to run this one. So just run again and see the result here. So you see that's different. Now it's the type change from character to the factor, and now we just have 12 variables. So this is a very simple code to, you know, to change the data type of a variable, of the data. So I'm going to copy and paste this R code to the Azure ML and see the result. Oh, before that, also look at the graphic. Also in the here, we also can look at the graphic that compare the production. So try run it. So it's provide a comparison between the different production. I'm going to copy and paste all of this code into the Azure ML R and see that what will be happen. So just let me copy and paste the code. Just here, instead of the previous code, I'm just copy and paste here. So here is a component that you can see that MAML is a function that allow you to connect to the Azure ML and get data from the Azure ML. So here, if you look at here, you see that we have we have 3 ports here. So 1 and 2 and 3. So the number 1 stands for port 1. So it means that the data should come from the port 1. I have a data also here. So data diary, CA diary here. So I connect it to the port 1. And also, if you look at here, also the output also should be view here. I just copy the code for the R code for the Azure ML for the output. So here you are. We do not need some of the statement here, so there's some replication. I just delete them. Okay, now it's good. I'm going to run the code. And it's going to run, and it showed 2 different results to me. It shows the the result of the changing, and also the chart that was here. So this is a chart. This is the RStudio chart that you can see here, and also here is a result of that. So if you come here and click on the month, you see that the data type change to the categorical feature with 12 value. So here, if you look at the actual data set here, you see that the data here was about 14 data, and also the data type was a string. So you see that how easily we can copy and paste our R code here is really good managed here. Another thing is that you have a code that you already created machine learning in R. Now you are going to actually publish it into the Azure ML. So it's also possible in Azure ML. So you create a training model in R, and then you can publish it. I will show the code that how do that. So just delete the previous one. And so for that one, you should have the workspace ID plus the authentication code. So I just bring all of the code here, and I will explain that how it works. So this one, you should have the workspace ID and web authentication. So this is a number here. If I want to show you how to get it, you should go to your experiment into the setting. So here, in the workspace ID, you see the workspace ID here. You should copy it from here. And also, you need the authentication token that is in the setting. So you can access these things from there. And then back to the code. So you provide the code. You provide this information here. Then you should import the test and the train data to that. That I'm going to run it. If I'm going to run, so I'm run them, and then I'm going to do some data cleaning here. So you look at here that, for example, in this here, we are going to replace all of the null variable with 13. So for the age, this is an example of the Titanic that we have. So here we are going to replace the ages with that they are missed with a variable like 13. And we run the data cleaning. And then we train the data. So we already do all of the data mining here. And it maybe take a while. And after that, there is a function here that help you to actually help you to publish your web services. So here now we have to train the data, and at the end you can publish your web services here. So this is a function that we use for publish the web service. Okay, so back to the slide. So you see that how it's possible to work with Azure ML. Now I'm going to talk about the algorithm. The algorithm that we have in the Azure ML environment. There are three types of the algorithm: classification, clustering, and regression. Clustering used for just descriptive analysis. For example, which other customer have similar preference to this one? What are the most common pattern in the gasoline price change? So you are trying to find the natural pattern in the data. So in this case, you use the clustering algorithm. While the regression and classifications algorithm most used for prediction. So for example, in regression algorithm, we are going to say that when will this customer make another purchase? Or how many new followers I get in the next week in Twitter, also other, okay? So for the regression, also we are going to predict. For classification, predict. But the prediction has a different. So when I said that how many followers I will we have is not a discrete variable. It's a continuous. It can be from 1 to 100 to 100. But in the classification, when I said that, will this customer click on top link, this as a just yes or no? So it's a kind of discrete variable. So for this situation, we use the classification algorithm. The same that I'm using the Titanic, that survive or not survive. So it's just two situations. Or, for example, which offer should this customer receive? You have, for example, 5 offer for your company, and you said, hey, which one? So it's a discrete variable. So this is a very general guide to this one. About the exactly the data set. So, for example, you are going to predict, are your customer happy or neutral, or they are angry? So descriptive one, or the income, for example, greater than 50 or less than. Discrete variable. For regression, it's just about the continuous variable. There's a cheat sheet on the, you can find in the internet, that's it shows that how you choose the algorithm. So you see the classification, you see the actual classification here, that we have regression, we have classification in blue and green color. And among them, based following the chart, you can easily find that one. So we have other data mining tools in the SSAS. That was mining structure. In that one, there were also 9 fixed algorithms that you can use. Okay, so it's a technology that's about 5 or 6 years ago that we used that one. So you see that here is a screenshot of that one. So you can identify which item you are going to predict and the rest. You identify the data type of the things. And you get a very more graphical view after what's happening to your data. This is an example of clustering algorithm. So it's more graphical. But if we want to compare SSAS with Azure ML, we should look at this table. So the SSAS, mining structure and mining model was part of the SQL Server. It's a kind of the end-to-end product. You cannot change the algorithm. There was fixed algorithm, about 9 to 10 algorithm that you can just use them. You cannot change. There was a DMX code that you can use in your Windows code, but it's very hard to program, really. But now you have a very active environment that is actually have REST, it's cloud-based, integrated with R and Python. About the usability aspects, yes, SSAS has more visualization, but you can also have that one by combining the Azure ML output with the Power BI. With the Self Power BI, you also have the same. So if you want to have, you can. And also, both the SSAS version has the Excel version, Excel add-on, that you can easily put and download it. Now, yesterday, I can say that the Excel add-on for Azure ML also released. So it's not a difference. Now you have the Excel add-on for the Azure ML. Drag and drop, you can customize the algorithm. If you purchase the actually SQL Server, you have the SSAS for free. Here is a free version. You see that I'm working the free version. Free version is really good for practice, but sometimes it's a bit slow. So you can have much option if you paid. And also about the support, a few books and online for the SSAS, for the machine learning. But for the Azure ML, there are huge online community. So this is the pricing. So if I click here, go to the website. This is the pricing, so this is a free version. You see that it supports about 10 gigabytes, you can storage. And you see that after the 1 hour, the session will expire, so you have to refresh. And the other things, that not that much. And also, this is a standard pricing for the Azure ML. Yep. And, okay, so back to the session. Okay, so also, I'm really, there was a very good session about using Azure ML to predict the trade me auction price. You can look at the, it was yesterday, but you can look at the videos. And also, there are upcoming that tomorrow with Peter Myers, a really good speaker, Azure ML, Azure Machine Learning from Design to Integration. I really recommend to attend that one. And the other also data pattern for cloud, Windows 10 with Azure AD. These sessions also really interesting, and I encourage you to attend. So if you have any question, I'm really happy. Yes, please. Oops. It actually released yesterday. I couldn't get a chance to go it, but they just released it. Pardon? It actually help you to do not go through the environment, so you can use it in the Excel and load all of the prediction and the rest from your Excel. So it loads all of the algorithm and the environment from the Excel. So it provides a facility that you do not just go to the internet. You also can have it in the Excel version. Yep. So instead of going to online, also you can have in your PC. It has a bit different. I look at the screenshots. It was a bit different. It has the same algorithm. It has the same environment for R, but the interface has a bit different. And the good thing is that you can combine it with the Power BI for the query and get the reports on that. So it's really facilitated that one. I'm not sure about that. I should check it. I'm not sure about that what version. So it should be maybe 2013, but let me check it. Oh, thank you. Thank you for attending my session.